Welcome. This is Quentin from Body Mind Yoga, Class 3, two parts, Part A. I'm going to start on our backs today. So make or bring or return yourself to the ground and lie down on hopefully a comfortable yoga mat. Make sure you do have a comfortable mat to lie on, or a nice bit of carpet or rug. Something that you feel comfortable on and warm in your body as well. Not too cold or not too hot. Finding a nice place to practice this yoga practice. And lying down, settling in. Taking some moments to stop. Arranging your posture in Shavasana, which is legs long and legs a little bit apart, letting the feet naturally relax. Arms. Can you rest your hands on your body today? Either both hands on resting on the belly, or one hand on the belly and one hand on the chest. But taking some moments to rest the hands on the body, but with the elbows on the ground or somewhere supportive, so you're not tensing, but just relaxing the hands on the body and the arms softening. So lying down and hands on the body, on the belly, or one hand on the belly and one hand on the chest. Close the eyes if that feels right, or keep the eyes open. And move your attention. Connect your attention. Be aware of your attention. And place your attention lightly and easily in your hands and your body as a place to feel. And your breathing body. So bring yourself here in the moment on this day. Feeling a moment to moment your body, inside sensations and the connection of hands on the body. The warmth or the coolness of your hands, the tingling and life force in your body. Really making a space to feel the body, and also not discarding what you're thinking about if you find yourself thinking or going off elsewhere, meandering, wandering mind, bringing your mind back to your body. As you feel your body breathe in, just feeling the hands lift a little way. And when you feel your body breathe out, notice what the hands do. Does the body soften or drop down? And the hands will come down as the body softens. The hands will lift up as you breathe in. And the body, allowing the body to breathe out, not pushing your air out, not breathing in a jerky way, not breathing in a sudden, fast way, but just smoothing the in-breath out. Feeling the top of the in-breath and feeling the body soften or deflate on the out-breath. So cultivating awareness of breathing and smooth breathing. The inhalation, the top of the inhalation, riding the out-breath down, waiting for your body to breathe in, and it does, and body again lifts up on the in-breath. Feeling each breath as best as you can here on the yoga mat. Now take the arms out to the sides, out to a cross position. So take the arms off your body. Slide the arms out to the sides on the ground. Bend each knee and come to semi-supine. So the knees bend and both feet arrive on the mat. And you can have those feet quite wide apart if that feels okay. But feet on the ground. You can always have your feet together as well. I'm going to go into a bit of a twist now, loosen the lower back. Both knees, do tilt the knees, say to the right to start, shall we? To the right, dip the knees over to the right, take them down. Feel that left hip and left waist get a bit of a stretch. When you want to, flow the knees again back through that middle place and over to the left side. And you go from side to side now. And if you feel to Control the movement without rushing and gently angling the knees down to wherever down happens to be for you today. Moment to moment sensations in the feet and the insides of the knees, tendons of the knees, the thighs, hips and pelvis and buttocks and waist, rolling knees, windscreen wiping knees, drizzle mode. So taking some time to be on the mat. And as the knees go one way and down, you could roll the head the opposite way. So when the knees go to the right, say, try gently rolling the head over to the left. And when the knees go to the left side and down, rolling the head to the right in a gentle way. So bringing some awareness to moving comfortably, easily. Even when the knees stop moving down at the side, you could press through that back foot and roll the hip a little further on each side. Taking the knees down, knees stop moving, pressing through the feet, rolling the hip a bit further. So the rib cage, feeling that movement up into the sides, flowing, and using the option of pausing to the sides as well. Some of you might have already done that, pausing if you want to, or continue to roll the knees side to side. In your body here, taking moments to be with yourself and noticing the activity of your mind as you move your body, moving body and breathing body. Open to the environment in the ears and in the clothing and any sounds on the mat as you move across. Slow down the action and align yourself back into that middle place. So bring some moments to coming back into the center, knees moving back into the middle, and lifting the knees up over your chest and bringing the hands onto both knees. So lifting the feet off the ground, knees coming over you, hands resting on those knees, please. Hands on the knees and bring those knees a bit closer together. Knees in close, hands on top or the sides of the knees. And hands, would you start to guide the knees in circles? So hands on the knees. And taking the knees in little circles, so rolling the knees to the side and a little down. So the hands stay on the knees. And you just move the knees around in circles. Great fruit-sized circles or small circles or big circles. And you feel your tailbone and the buttocks and the belly and the back. Taking some deeper breaths when you feel to, guiding the knees. Some people feel quite comfortable to take the hands off the knees and let the knees do their own circles. And remembering you just choose what feels good for you. I'll give you options, or creating your own option if that feels best as well. Taking your own authority. And change direction. Flow back in the other direction. Wonderful. Excellent. Come back, please. Come back again and bring yourself back into standstill in the center. And we'll lower both feet back onto the ground now. So letting go of the knees and lowering your feet down until they stop on the ground. Left hand. Guide that left hand behind your head now. Underneath the head, the left hand slides underneath. Lift your head up, slide that left hand underneath. That's it. Now bring the right knee up over you, or just the right knee. So right knee up, and right hand comes to the back of that right knee or to the side of that right knee. So remembering left hand behind your head if that's okay. Right knee up, right hand sort of somewhere behind the knee. Would you comfortably flex the right leg up? So semi-straighten that right leg up. So right foot goes up towards the ceiling. Roll the head up here if you can as well. So lifting your head up, that right leg's up, and then bring your head down and bend the right knee as the head comes down. So you're softening the muscles in that right leg. You go up again, you roll your head up and you semi-straighten the right leg when you can. Up, you want to slide the right hand up the leg if you can. So pass the knee calf muscle, slide that right hand down and bend the knee, bring the head back down. And continue to do that. So if it's okay, lift your head and that right heel, right foot up towards the ceiling, stretching up, feeling the ankle and the calf muscle, thigh, rolling the head up, breathing. Each time you come down, feel that momentary space where you're not lifting up and down and the muscles can stop. And when you go up, feel the engagement. Just before lifting, pull the tummy in a little bit now and still lifting the head and sliding that right hand up the leg. That's it, slide it up. And find a nice stretch so you can challenge yourself if you want to, up and down. Or try both hands behind that right leg if you're happy to. Instead of the left hand behind your head, you can bring that left hand behind that right knee. And use both hands to semi-straighten the leg up. And of course, if your head's and neck's a bit stiff or a little bit uncomfortable, leave your head down and just focus on the right leg stretching. So hamstring, calf muscle stretching. You can coordinate your breath. You can breathe out as you go up and take a nice breath as you come down. Regardless of how you're breathing, make your breath comfortable. So coordinating the lifting action with an out breath and an in breath coming down, or just breathing naturally. Staying comfortable in your practice, but challenging your body, but in an easy way. And when that right leg is up the next time, so stretch the right leg up when you can. When you can, keep it up there if you can. And rest your head down. Rest the shoulders and the head down, but the right leg stays up. Now, if you're okay, both hands on that semi-straightened right leg, right foot pointing up to the ceiling, holding the right leg with the hands in a comfortable way, and giving the right ankle a bit of a circle now, rolling the ankle. Might have some squelchy sounds in there, just circling. Both directions, so change direction. Feeling the sensations behind the hands, in the right leg or in the face or in the chest. Feeling your body, you're sort of tuning in and listening to the parts that communicate to you. Fatigue or energy, feelings in your body. And then once more now, bending that right knee, letting that right foot come down, letting the arms come down, resting the arms on the ground and resting that right foot on the ground. So the right knee's bent, right foot on the ground. So both feet in semi-supine, arms on the ground, knees bent, feet on the ground. Take a moment to breathe into the belly. Breathing in, soft belly, rising belly, and breathing out, letting the body go. Breathing in, belly rising, little rising, gentle rising, breathing out, belly softening, or opening to the possibility of the belly softening. If it doesn't soften, no need to force yourself to make things happen. Just breathing. Swap over. So now activating that left knee, bring that left knee up, left hand underneath the left knee. So left knee's up over your chest, left hand underneath. And again, that right hand can slide behind your head, underneath the head, those that want to lift the head, or you could start with both hands behind that left knee. So if it feels right, lift your head up, and at the same time, we'll stretch that left heel up towards the ceiling, up towards the sky in a comfortable way, just sort of testing things out. Calf muscle, hamstring going up, And of course, coming down in a way that you're in your body, so being in the body. And going up and down in a way that feels right for you. Whether it's a strong action when you lift the leg up and pull the leg in a bit more, or just if it's a bit tight in the back, very soft little extension of the heel. Responding to the living sensations of this day and in your body, this body, not the body that was here yesterday or whenever you practiced last, but this body. Moments of bending and softening that left knee, and moments of semi-straightening. Those of you that just want to hold a stretch, you can stretch that left leg all the way up and maintain that sensation of being there without bending the knee again, keeping it up there. You can bring a little bit of core, pulling the belly in, those that like pulling the belly in, keeping the belly pulled in. And your head up and the head down, or does it feel right just to leave the head on the mat today and keep that left leg up there, circling the ankle? Any different sensations in this left leg compared to the right leg? Is it more at ease or the other way, more tension in this left leg, left ankle, left foot? Open in the moment, this moment. And breathing, taking some deeper breaths, pulling the leg in a bit stronger now if you can, if it feels right, if things are released a bit, pulling in a bit more. Wonderful. Again, wherever you are, would you again bring everything back down? Back down onto the ground, all the way down. Down you come, and once you come down, bring the soles of your feet together, so butterfly pose. Feet on the ground, but soles of the feet together, and the knees dropping out to the side like a book open. Butterfly pose, feet together, toes touching, soles of the feet connecting, knees open out to the sides. And I know this is uncomfortable for some people, so using semi-supine as an option, otherwise the butterfly pose. Arms out to the sides in a cross position. So you're just still on your back and the arms out wide, and soles of the feet together, knees out. Feel those inner thighs getting a bit of a lengthen or a pull, any tension in the pelvis and the belly, feeling your body. Lower back naturally arched here. Checking in moment to moment. Heartbeat. Tension, warmth or coolness. Movements in the body. Are you bracing for tension? Or can you just be, allow yourself to be that way? And that's the challenge, allowing yourself to notice and to be okay with what's there. Now that right knee, do you flow that right knee over towards the left knee? Take it over there, and it sort of stops somewhere, doesn't it? Goes, the right knee goes over towards the left knee. And then when it stops, can you slide that right knee a bit further around and up a little bit on that side? So going to a bit more of a tightness into the buttock. Slide it up, so scissoring that right knee past the left knee a little bit up, and then back down. Back down the right knee, soles of the feet come back on, open the knees wide, and then the left knee, when it's time to, that is. And left knee flows towards the right knee, so it goes across and towards that right knee. And when it just stops, then slide that left knee, keeping the left knee sort of parallel to the ground, sliding it up. Sliding it up so you can feel in the buttock and the waist, getting to twist in the back. Slide it back down, flow it down. Foot comes back down. And again, open knees and right knee over to left knee when you can. As that right knee, if you're going past the left knee, you can straighten out that right leg a little bit. Extend that right foot out. Slide it, semi-straighten it, Just taking your time and exploring. Nothing needs to go to certain destinations, being aware of the journey of moving. Breathing down into the belly, especially if you're going, putting yourself into a bit of tension. And side to side. And when you're taking the knee to the side and up and around, the hand on that side can actually come and connect. So the hand closest to the knee. Just bring it there, hold it. Use a bit of support or pull the leg in a little bit. Hold underneath the knee, or if you're flexing the leg out, just resting the hand on it. Bit of a twist. All the time in the world to be here on your mat, taking this time for yourself to move your body, to rebalance, to de-stress by choosing to feel your body, holding at the sides if you can. Acknowledging the pressure in your body by making the pressure, moving with the pressure and breathing. Each side. Feeling the waist, the belly get a twist, and the hips, sides, the rib cage, the shoulders. And if you're rolling your head, does it feel good to roll your head as the knee comes around on that side? So you're sort of looking at the process. Or have you chosen to leave the head still or rolling the head? What's your neck doing? Lower half is doing the twist, but what about the upper body? Are those shoulders going? You let the arms rest on the ground or use the hand to pull the leg a little bit in. Begin to journey back to center. Begin to make the movement back to middle into a softer, stationary center. Coming back. Relative stop in the center. Giving yourself some time to arrive there. And if you've arrived, slide the legs long. Make any adjustments to your body. If you know legs long is not the position for you, what is the position for you? Opening the ears to the sounds today. Of course, the sounds are already coming to your ears anyway, but paying attention to listening and paying attention to the body sensations and how you feel. The flow, the strong sensations that are quite obvious, and maybe a little bit of the background sensations as well, less so obvious, subtle sensations. The momentum of life will come through, so how you've been using your body will generally be displayed, and how you've been using your mind. So what sort of thoughts come up in these spaces when we stop? How do you feel? You can take you some moments to, again, bring both feet back into the semi-supine position. Slide them back. Bring them back and up. Bend knees, feet flat. Bring the feet to flat, so semi-supine. Bring the hands, both of those hands behind your head. So resting the head on those hands. And we'll pull the belly in. So just always can pull the belly in, a little bit of core tension. Pull the belly in and lift your head up using those hands. So lift the head up, roll the head up just a little way or a long way. Roll it up. Feel the neck and the throat and the chest and bring your head back down till the elbows and the hands and the head arrive back on the mat again. Again, when you come down, relax the belly. Pull the belly in when you want to go up. Breathe out through the nose. Tuck the chin in. Roll up. Nice breath coming back down, so you can inhale down and exhale up. Or again, have you chosen just to breathe spontaneously and lift and lower the head? Make sure you're using the hands. arms. Getting familiar with the movements. Now, when you're down the next time, when you're down, take the hands out from behind the head. Take the hands out from behind your head and slide those arms down by your side. So, head comes down, arms come out from behind the head, and bring the arms by the sides near the hips. We'll push the feet into the ground, so a bit of bridge, so push down. Lift the pelvis, keep the arms on the ground, keep the feet on the ground, but push through the feet. That's it. Lift up, lift the pelvis up, lift the belly up into bridge pose. Roll up the spine, and journey down, of course. Come down, let the spine down. And when you come all the way down, lift both feet off the ground now and hold the knees with the hands. So you do bridge, then you come down. Bring the knees up over the chest, hold the knees, squeeze the knees into the body, bring both knees in, squeeze them in. And again, when you can, let those knees go, feet return back onto the ground and push into the ground, lift up the pelvis again. So we'll alternate between the bridge pose, pushing into the mat with the feet evenly, lifting the pelvis and the buttocks and the back up, rolling up the spine when you can. And when you decide to let the spine down in a controlled sort of way, and then bunch the knees up over you, draw the knees into the chest with the arms. And those of you who have got okay in the neck, you could tuck your head in and roll the head up towards the knees, so squeezing into a little bit of a ball, rolling into tucked womb, and then returning to releasing, letting the knees go. Feeling for the ground with the feet, and when the feet come down, pushing through the pads of the feet, feeling those calf muscles, knees and quads and buttocks lifting up into the bridge pose, bridging and then squeezing knees into the chest, alternating, taking moments or holding those spaces if that's good for you. Now, each time the knees come up to the chest, would you change and hold underneath the knees and flex both legs up? So double leg stretch, both legs up to the sky when you can, holding the legs. And then when you decide to again bring the feet down onto the ground, push into ground into the bridge pose. So we're just adding a little bit, doing shoulder bridge, pushing into the ground, lifting the pelvis up. Keeping your head on the ground, shoulder blades on the ground, lifting the pelvis up, rolling it up, arms stay on the ground. When you come down from the bridge, when the knees lift the feet off the ground, both knees up, hold underneath the knees and stretch both legs up towards the sky. So double leg lift, both feet stretching up towards the ceiling. Listening, open, how much energy you've got to use in these actions, or does it feel good to stop and just let things relax? Remembering the practices for you, and there should be no unnecessarily forcing or giving yourself a hard time, just working and feeling your edge, perhaps feeling what's there for you today. Again, would you pause when the knees are up above you? So when both, or would you bring your knees up above you? Not straightening the legs, but just bending the knees now. Bending the knees, have the knees apart. Holding each knee with minimal effort if you can. Sort of stopping up here. As if you had a few moments to sort of relax a little bit. So then knees are above the belly, chest area, knees apart. just holding the knees with minimal effort, sort of settling back to stopping. And then the heartbeat might be up a little bit because you've been working, and your breath might be a little fast, so, or it might be just quite chilled. Feel your breathing, holding the knees up here in a relaxed way, knees above the chest. And having a bit of space for the belly, so knees wide-ish apart. Always have the knees closer together. Remember, you know what to do. If it's pain-making, make adjustments for yourself. Be kind to yourself. Hold the knees. Breathe. Feel breathing that's already been breathed. Be aware of your breathing and body in this moment. On this day. And then we'll start to rock from side to side, holding the knees, gently tipping the knees one way a little bit, just guiding, rolling, so you're rocking the body. So not just the knees, but letting the shoulders and the head rock a little bit, side to side, flowing. Massaging the back, rocking from side to side. Rocking to the left and rocking across the center, rocking to the right, flowing. Try and get a bit of flow. Some of you might prefer just to hold the knees and keep the knees wide as you go from side to side, or as you roll to the side, if you can roll right onto that side, right onto the shoulder, onto the hip, onto the knee, collapse the knees, let the muscles relax. No need to, and then open the knees wide through the middle place. So rocking from side to side, flowing from side to side. Could be a centimeter from side to side. I don't know. I don't have your body. I have my own body. And I've got to tune into that and listen to that. And you do the same. Tuning in to what's on your attention and bringing your body to that attention. Attention to body and mind and breathing. Body, mind, breathing. Moving. Here. Excellent. And take some moments to pause. Lower your feet down, please. Lower the feet down. And we're going to transition onto the belly now. So take some moments to roll to the side. Turn yourself over onto the tummy. So resting on the belly. Legs again long. Feel the belly on the mat. Chest on the mat. The arms can be out to the front on the ground or by the sides or underneath the chest if you want a little support there. But I'm going to lie on the belly and the head again. Can you make yourself comfortable on the belly here, please? I don't know what shape that will mean for you, but wriggling in, making anything and settling down or settling in and doing some finding out in the different pressures that the body asks for you. So if the head's to the side, what's the neck offering to you? It's the sensations in the shoulders, and the throat, and the chest. Pressure through the thighs and pelvis, feet. Feeling this connection. And taking some deeper breaths. So if you can, if your breathing's okay, take a nice long breath in, filling the belly up, filling the chest up. Holding the breath for a moment and breathing out, letting the body sigh. Taking some long, deep breaths in, filling the chest up, belly up. Holding the breath, inflating like a little balloon and breathing out, letting go. If you need to turn the head or adjust your body, remember just adjust and in your own time take some longer breaths. do some leg lifting. So have the legs long. Slide the arms down by the sides, please. Arms down by the hips. Arms on the ground, but down by the hips. Legs long. Feet, big toes a bit closer together, please, if you can. Legs close. Ideally, you're sort of looking straight down, so head central. Not turn to the side, but head straight down. And the right leg, so take a deliberate breath in and lift that right leg. So lift, keep the leg straight, lift the right foot, right shin, right knee, right thigh if you can. Lift up, inhale up, exhale, thigh, knee, foot come down, let go, relax. Swap sides, inhale, left leg up, breathing in. So just the left leg, one leg up, other leg stays down, exhale, down. Change sides, alternate, lifting one leg at a time. Feel the tension in the body as you lift that leg, tension in the spare leg and the belly and the back. In, keep the leg straight as you lift it. Small lifts are absolutely fine. Exhaling, letting go, alternating. One leg at a time. Those of you that are really comfortable in the shoulders, you could slide both arms out to the front like a Superman. So if you're okay with the arms, take the arms out in front of you. So you can, you're on the belly, but the arms out to the front as an option. So just option. You can always leave the arms by the sides and just focus on the leg lifts. Or slide both arms out in front of you and try lifting the opposite arm and leg. One leg and the opposite arm. Going up together and coming down, relaxing, changing sides. So remember just options. First option, arm by the sides, just one leg at a time. Up, inhaling, exhaling, softening. Or arms out to the front, opposite arm and leg. If you're doing the opposite arm and leg, lift the head up a little bit, which is quite natural sometimes. Arm and head up a little bit, opposite leg, and down and relaxing. When you want to stop, turn your head to the side. Adjust the arms or adjust the legs and relax and focus on your breathing again. Do as many of these as feels right for you. So it really can feel those lower vertebra in the back, lumbar vertebra. Good core strengthening, back strengthening, challenging. If it's not challenging, go slower and begin to hold the lifts and take a couple of breaths, staying up and breathing. Another option is to lift both legs and hold, or if you're doing the arms, lifting both arms and both legs and balancing on the pelvis and the belly and holding, and breathing. Feeling the intensity of the moment, making some intensity. Or does it feel like it's too intense already and you can just turn the head to the side, soften those legs and disengage, feel the buttocks relax and thighs relax, and just focus on your natural breathing. Now, let everything stop. If you haven't stopped, would you stop, please? You might have already stopped. But stop anyway. Bring those arms somewhere up near the face area, somewhere comfortable. So arms can be out in a cross position or hands can be sort of somewhere near the face. Just sort of relaxing the arms, turning the head to the side. And we'll let the upper body relax here, but bend the knees. So lift the feet off the ground and knees are bent, feet sort of point up towards the ceiling. Ankles, feet pointing up towards the ceiling and crisscross the ankles. Let the ankles come towards each other and cross and open the feet back to where they were and open a little bit like windscreen wiping the feet on the belly, knees bent, crisscrossing the ankles back and forth. Just leisurely again. Gentle approach, crisscrossing ankles. Feeling the sensations in the buttocks and the back, pelvis moving, crisscrossing ankles. Again, lower those feet. Let the feet come down, both feet back down. So letting the feet come down and feet a bit apart. And bring the hands into the push-up position. So we're going to do a bit of cobra-ing, a bit of hands into a push-up position, either with those elbows snuggled in close to the rib cage sides of your body. Or you might want to point the elbows out to the sides and the fingers pointing in towards each other, so you can do it either way. But we're going to leave the legs on the ground this time, and we're going to use the hands to push into the ground. Would you have your head central now, so looking either straight down towards the ground or looking a little forward if the neck's fine, and using pushing into the ground with those hands, and lift the face and the chin and the throat and a bit of the chest off the ground, pushing up, feeling the shoulders work, arms work. Again, just leaving the legs on the ground but lifting up. And when you come down and relax and turn the head to the side and really offer some moments of not doing anything. When you want to go back, again, turn the head back to neutral. Push into the earth with those splayed fingers. Feel the wrists and those arms, lower arms, shoulders, throat, chest going up. So breathing, lifting up into cobra. You tighten the buttocks to protect the back. Keep the pelvis on the ground. Could just lift the chin, could be a little movement, or you might want to really go up on those arms if everything's fine. Straighten everything a bit more, get some intensity. And softening and coming down. And once you've got the movement, once you know the movement, be friendly and work at your own rate. When you come down again, you could deliberately turn the head to the side and practice a little bit of non-doing, relaxing, or open to the possibility of not moving up for a moment, not moving down, not moving to the side, but focusing on the moment and allowing that moment just to be whatever the moment is. And then go back to action making, bring the hands back into that pushing up, deliberately going into some tensity, so switching from going up and down and then stopping. When you can, do one more push up into cobra, push up into cobra, and we'll go from cobra, so push up, arms pushing into the ground, push up and roll back onto the knees now. So hands stay on the ground, lifting the buttocks up, move the buttocks back down towards the heels and come into yoga mudra. So letting the buttocks settle, make sure those knees are apart, so pushing up through all fours and then buttocks down, knees apart. If you can, let the chest and the face come down towards the mat to the child pose or yoga mudra. Soften down. Feel those ankles and feet get a bit of a stretch. If you can, let the arms relax. So if you want to, you could build the hands on top of each other and rest your head on the top hand or fists on top of each other. Bottom fist on the ground and then the top fist on that fist and then the head resting on the top fist. What's important is you find a position for your arms and neck, knees and feet and belly that you can sustain for some moments, so letting things go. Take some nice breaths here, settling in or lifting up through the hips, make a bit more space if you want to, and taking some deeper breaths if you can, face sort of close to the mat. If you're bracing through those shoulders, you can feel any unnecessary holding places. Maybe you're pulling the belly unnecessarily here, or maybe there's tension in the face that doesn't need to be here. I don't know. Do a scan here. You can feel the feet getting a stretch and the knees under pressure. Lower back under pressure. Broadening. Does this a nice stretch for the lower back? Does it feel a sense of satisfaction, or is there frustration? What's your emotional tone right now? Sort of really being open to your practice and the body, how you feel, breathing. And we'll pause, and this is the end of this third class, the first part, and you'll need to go to the second part.